This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 357. I don't want to say that GTA Online is buggy, but... This is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I am Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And welcome to yet another brand spanking new episode of our weekly podcast. Panda.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm feeling very masky.
Masky?
Because we're in October now.
Oh, Lord, that's right.
And at the end of the month comes
All Hallows Eve. You know.
And I'm wearing a mask right now.
You are wearing a mask right now. And I don't feel threatened, so that's a good thing, right?
I kind of look like a sick Katana and or Melina or Jade, depending on how you want to take it.
Yeah, pick them, whichever.
I'm actually wearing Melina color, so I guess I'm sick Melina.
I would say that you look more like a sick Melina at this point.
Yeah.
Just because you are wearing
maroon.
Maroon fuchsia.
Now, when I take off my mask, my face will not be horribly distorted.
No, right.
Besides
because
its normal
you're not the evil knockoff.
I'm the original.
No, if you're Melina, you're the evil knockoff.
I know. I just wanted to...
That's why you have a face like a demon.
Because I'm not real.
Right. Well, you are. You're just a demon.
I'm a demon.
You're a copy.
It's like being a thug.
You're a demonic copy.
Right.
Of yourself.
Of Katana.
Right. So,
and we wonder why Melina didn't have issues like Sephiroth did.
Well, she did. I mean, she was knuckin' futz. That's
well,
the
duh.
Thing. Which is why she inhaled people and ate them and then spit them back up.
True. Anyway.
Fatality. But we're not talking Mortal Kombat.
No.
Today.
Yeah.
I mean, at some point we will, especially with the new movie, live action. Yeah. Which we will have to talk about at some point.
Right.
This is not the point, though.
No.
Because at this point, we need to talk about our question of the week from last week.
Yes.
And share some of the responses that we got from you guys.
Yep, we gotta do that.
So, the question, Panda, was...
Was Pokemon X or Y? Are you getting it, or are you not getting it?
Oh, well, obviously, the answer is you gotta have them all, so duh.
Oh, I totally thought I was so ready to make that joke. You beat me to the punch.
Aha!
Yes. And with a question that you think, I thought I'd get more responses of jokes than actual responses, and once again, low turnout with the question.
Look, I'm gonna tell you this, and I know this is
don't
probably not the forum.
Don't tell me that people don't care about Pokemon because...
No, people care about Pokemon, but you can't be like, oh, have you talked to the sisters yet, and not... Put a link to what the hell you're talking about.
That was only one of the posts. Everything else had a fucking picture on it, okay?
Dude, a picture. Some people are on their phones. They ain't got time to be loading no picture on their data plans and shit.
Well, I spend the time to make the graphic. I want people to look at it.
Panda, this is what I'm going to tell you.
I'm done.
Okay? No, you're not done. This is your responsibility.
You're not done.
Okay? Here's what you got to do. This is what you got to do there. Okay? You put out the question.
I did put out...
You put the question out every tweet. Sometimes the tweet's just a question with the photo link to your, so you can show off your beautiful photo. Yeah, but you only did it once. Every other thing was like, have you talked to the sisters? Did you answer the question? Did you link to the question? No. So how am I supposed to know what the question is?
The picture's the question.
Yeah, but if I don't look at the picture, then I don't know. So do yourself a favor. Do the people the favor. Always ask the damn question.
I'm gonna do the favor.
Okay? You know, include the damn hashtag.
I can't include the damn hashtag.
Sometimes. Okay? Alright? So here's what I'm going to suggest. You know how you're doing like 10 tweets with the question? Let's up that shit. Okay? Let's amend the Twitter schedule We're going to throw that question out to you 20 times this week. So don't be like, oh, I didn't hear the question. I don't know what the question is. I don't know where to find a question.
It's in the podcast.
It's in the podcast. It's at the VOG. It's at, like she said, all those places that she said. So don't give us no guff, okay?
I'm next going to tattoo it on my ass and moon you.
No, you're not. Don't say that. Because then people will be like, pics or it didn't happen. And then what? You're just going to have a blacker ass because you're going to keep tattooing the question over and over and over again?
No, I'll just tattoo one question on my ass.
No, you're not tattooing any questions on that ass. And that wasn't even a question. No. So like Panda said, the question was X or Y.
Yep, for the new Pokemon that's going to be coming out.
Which one are you getting, or are you getting it at all?
And people who were getting it didn't even say anything. But anyway, we got three responses on Twitter. And then obviously, we know you're not getting it. And I'll tell you which one I'm going to get.
Why do you have to break the thing? I could have.
Play Pokemon, you harass me for taking Pokemon so seriously.
I don't harass you. I just have fun with you.
Anyway, so
there's a difference.
So it was pretty awesome because Sky over from OLR was one of the first people to actually give us a response. Thank you, Rob. I'm glad you listened to the question.
Yay!
I hope you liked the picture.
It's a pretty picture.
And he told us that he wanted to go X, but it seems like everybody's getting X, so he's going to go Y.
So basically, in order to be a hipster, he's going Y, where everybody else is going X.
I guess. And then your buddy, Juicetron, came out and was like, X, baby.
All the way.
And then my good friend Eric over from RP Grinders is just being a boss, and he's like, both. He's like, whichever one gets here first is the first one he's going to open, because, you know, first come, first serve,
True that.
So, thank you guys very much for your responses to my question.
Well, what about you, Panda?
I'm going to go Y.
Really, why?
Because I like Y better than X.
Why?
The letter Y.
No, why do you like Y better than X?
Because it's just... Alright, when you look at an X, it's just two lines, diagonal.
Wait. Right? Are you seriously just saying that you're getting Pokemon Y not because of the characters that are in it, but simply because you like the letter Y more than the letter X?
No. Okay, so the legendaries that they talk about in X and Y... I mean, I've always gone off of color, first and foremost.
Uh-huh.
Like, I mean, when Pokemon Black and White came out, I went and got Pokemon White. I'm not racist. But
you're kind of racist, though.
Sometimes. But when this came out, I looked at the legendaries that are showcased on the cases, and I was instantly drawn to the one that's on the Y case over the one that's on the X, because the one on the X kind of looks like a deer... elk kind of thing.
Like the thing that was in Princess Mononoke?
Well, not nearly as, you know, thought, at, like, detailed and stuff like that, but yes. So, I was like, elk, deer. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if I'm feeling it. Yeah, it's blue, and I happen to like blue. It's my favorite color, but, you know, I don't know. And then I saw one, and I'm like, dude has, like, it has, like, three hands. And I'm like, I always want another hand. And he looks red, so I'm assuming, and this is all assumption because I don't know.
Uh-huh.
He could be a fire type. I know they're going to be playing around with the two types in this next series, where you can have two different types of subsets, which is going to be really awesome and make the game even more complex than
what
it actually
already
is.
What do you mean two different types of subsets?
Okay, so you know how you could be, like, an Onyx and you're a rock type?
Yeah.
Well, now there are certain Pokemon that are coming out that can be, like, a conflicting type, where they're, like, a rock type and a water type, which makes no sense, because they should essentially cancel each other out.
Right.
But they kind of do, and they kind of don't. Well, now they're kind of doing that more in this. So, there's gonna be a lot more strategy involved, depending on your team of Pokemon that you decide to use.
That just sounds weird.
I love it! But yes, and... to further that question, at the start of every game, you get a choice of a water starter, a fire starter, or a grass starter. And I have always generally, eerily enough, gone with a grass type over a water type. And as we know, I'm, you know, Cancer, I like blue, water
type to be my thing. And you love Bulbasaurs.
I love Bulbasaur. Bulbasaur. He's the fucking man. No one gave that Pokemon any breaks. I feel for you, Bulbasaur. I feel for you.
I feel for you.
And then Chikorita. I love Chikorita. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. That's a totally different podcast where I talk about Pokemon. I'm surprised I haven't done that yet.
Yeah, because I don't let you.
Because I wouldn't come back. No, I'm just kidding. But that was the question, and that was my answer. So, thank you for participating. And, of course, at the end of this show, I'll drop this week's question.
Oh, yeah.
So, you're welcome.
Yes, because as Panda said, I will not be getting either Pokemon game. Because
she hates Pokemon. She's Pokemon racist.
It's not that
Poke-race.
I'm not a Poke racist.
She is.
Okay. It's just
she likes it Wigglytuff.
Shut up. I love Jigglypuffs.
And I said Wigglytuff.
Hold on. I was saying I love Jigglypuffs and Wigglytuffs, okay?
Okay.
Those are good
Clefairy.
Fucking... I like Clefairy.
Chansey.
Okay.
Give it a Chansey.
Alright. I like them plenty well. I enjoyed the cartoons while they were airing. Alright. And I may give the new run that they're about to do a shot. But as far as, like, playing the games and building up the mods, I was not down, because that was really more of your generation's thing with the monster raising, you know, Rancher and Pokemon and
Rancher.
Digimon.
It was so
and,
stupid.
And Tamagotchi and all that kind of stuff.
I had a Tamagotchi. It got me in trouble at school.
I think they got everyone in trouble at school
they
when they popped up.
They probably did.
You know, I appreciate them for what they do because they do teach kids that are playing these games, you know,
strategy.
Absolutely. Plus management skills.
Yes.
You know, and critical thinking because you have to decide, you know, whether or not to wager trying to beef up one stat over another if you'll have enough time to do it and not get caught in a fight where you'll lose because you don't have the right stamina and party put together and that kind of thing. So it does teach a lot of great things to kids. It's just not my particular bag. Like, I enjoy, you know, listening to people, and the only reason why I give you so much shit is because I enjoy listening to you talk about your process and why you pick the ones that you pick and how you go about different gyms to do different things. I enjoy that, but as far as something that I enjoy to play, it's not in my bag of, oh yeah, I'll play that. So it's not really one that I'll go out of my way to play. If somebody gifts it to me, or if for some, you know, reason out of the blue, Nintendo decided to send us some, I would give it a shot, but I'm not a Poke fanatic.
No, that's fine.
Like, I'm not going to sit here and talk to you about the different evolution charts and where I think things went wrong and how it would be better to take, you know, Clefairy in this direction as opposed to that direction.
I mean, I could talk all day about the Eevee evolutions, so, I mean...
You have attempted to do that before.
I've done that.
And I've almost put a bullet
in
my
head.
And
I'm sure, I hope we're getting new Eevees in the new lineup. That would be awesome!
So, yeah. So there you have it, guys. Thank you so much for sharing your thoughts with us.
Thank you for sharing and caring.
We'll have another question for you at the end of this week's episode that you can hit us up on Twitter or our Facebook page or on the VOG Network and answer the question in order to be part of next week's episode.
And you want to be a part of the show. Like, you don't realize it yet, but you do.
Your name can live in infamy upon the interwebs.
And it's not like we delete the podcast, so your name will be there forever.
That's what I'm saying.
It's ever, like a giant circle.
Ever. Ever.
Life is like a circle.
Ever.
Just goes around
ever.
A circle.
Ever. So anyway, that being said, we've got game stuff to talk about this week.
Game stuff!
Last week we were mostly on the anime tip, which was cool. And there's a boatload of new anime that's dropping on Crunchyroll as the new season has started, because we're going into fall. And we will have a preview of that stuff coming up for you guys, probably at the end of the month. But this week we're back to games. I've been playing some stuff. Panda's kind of, sort of been trying to play some stuff.
I can't eye roll hard enough on a podcast, but I'm sure you guys know exactly.
I know
where
you
I'm
can't
going.
Feel the eye roll, but as we get
I
into
can.
Our topic,
I nearly strained my eye.
As we get into our topic, you will feel the major eye roll.
If you're an anime fan, you're gonna get that little red irritation mark at the side of your head, and you'll feel it throbbing through the podcast. I guarantee you.
So I'm actually gonna let Panda go first because you've got a bunch to talk about of your experience. So,
if you happen to be a friend of mine on Facebook, then I'm sure you've seen some very colorful, elaborative...
Colorful is the nice way to put them. Expressive.
Yes, expressive thoughts about my adventures in GTA Online.
Or misadventures.
Or what I like to call it, GTA not online. Really.
Wow.
And that's just putting it lightly. So, I mean, I'm only maybe 26% into the story game, but I wanted to see what the online was going to be about because I knew it was going to be bigger, better, and uncut.
And it was just launched last week.
So, of course, as with all MMOs or sandbox games that give you the ability to go online in a small area with a bunch of your friends, and by a bunch I mean 16.
That's a bunch.
Yeah. Of course, you know, first day out the box, have it launched. Issues?
Maybe.
No, yes. I've never known a game to launch right on time and not have a bug in it in the online multiplayer, co-op aspect. There's always been something wrong.
Yeah.
So, I don't know why I felt like this should not have any problems. So, literally first day, get it downloaded, it starts up, the opening cinematic happens, I make my character, and I try to get into the first race, and I freeze.
Like, you freeze like you can't get in the vehicle?
I freeze walking to the area that you have to walk to initiate the fight.
Ooh.
And then it kind of goes in that weird hazy transition. And then I see...
That you never come out of?
And then, no. Like, the way that you come in and out of sessions or missions is the whole screen goes blurry, like really bad, like, zoom-in vision from a camera. And then a board will show up with, like, your name, you know, your character, how much money you have in your bank and on hand and all that stuff. And that came up, and then a clock happened. And I'm like, oh, well, maybe it's just waiting for a certain amount of people to do this race. So I'm like, I'm gonna hang out. And 30 minutes later, I realize I'm stuck.
Yeah, that.
So then I can't back out. I can't quit the game, so I have to shut down my whole PS3, which is a little dangerous. Something you should do. And I try repetitively that whole first night, and I'm just getting angrier and angrier and angrier to the point where I'm like, you know what? Fuck this. And I don't normally give up because I'm kind of a hopeful gamer. Like, I believe in the good of all games, and then when I get disappointed, it makes me mad and I punch babies. And, but I take my break. I calm down, and I'm like, I'm going to try this tomorrow. And I actually get through my first fight, my first tutorial of the car mission that morning, because I stayed home from work because I had a fever, conveniently, because I probably worked myself up way too much the night before. And I get through that, I get through another tutorial drug mission, and I'm thinking all is good. I wait for the little icon to tell me it's saved to the Rockstar Cloud, and I go about my day. 5 o'clock rolls around, I turn it back on, my character's gone.
Wait, like, gone?
Like, gone. Like, no more.
Wait,
Benito.
Like,
gone.
Did you check the cloud?
Well, that's the thing. It's not like they make access to the Rockstar Cloud very easy to get to. In fact, you kinda can't. You just kinda have to hope that the cloud has a silver lining and your shit's there. So, I get pissed, but I manage to get all of that back done. I'm probably at that point level 6. And sure enough, even right before the show, I log in to play a little bit before the show today, and character's gone.
Aw, no.
Character's gone. But when I make a new character, because the whole point is you get 5 character slots, and the other three you have to unlock, but you get the first two. And you share money between all of your accounts, all the slots. So, of course, because I literally burnt out all my money on the character I had made, but when I made my new character, the last 500 bucks that I had in my account was there for my new character, which makes no sense. Like, it has recollection that there was a character here, but the character is no here.
That's weird. It's like, I'm going to let you get this money because it was, like, your money, but you're a new person. So it's like going into, like, witness protection almost.
It was kind of, sort of. So let me talk about some other things that are not very great.
I can hear you trying to find, like, nice words to say. Let me tell you
because
about some of this other bullshit.
Because I like Rockstar enough that I want them to hire me in real life.
Right.
And I honestly feel like if I had been a part of the team that was, you know, playtesting this, quality control, quality assurance, that maybe there'd be one less bug than there is right now. Maybe. I don't know. But, so another issue of mine that I was having in the game, and it's not even glitch-worthy, it's just, you know, the interactions that you have with people in a online capacity. When you got tits and a vajay hole, and you're walking down the street ready to jack a car, and three dudes in a car kind of roll up following you to the clothes store.
Yeah, you gotta take them fools out.
And, like, they weren't bothering me. I wasn't bothering them. I was just walking to the clothes store to get myself a new pencil skirt. And they walk into the store with me. I buy my clothes. I walk out the clothing store. And one of them said something, because if you, at first, your microphone is set so that everybody can hear you. The great thing about my awesome headset is that I can just flip my mic up and it instantly mutes it, so I don't have to deal with bitches like that. But I hear one of them say something, and then sure enough, they surround me in a triangle formation, and the guy in front of me blows my face off.
Aww.
And then I get kicked out of the game.
Surprise.
They kick me out of the game. Like, they're giving players control to vote on kicking people out
of
sessions.
That's dangerous. That's damn dangerous.
That's a dick move, because for one, it's not like I blew up all their cars, shot them all their face, went to their apartments and set the apartments on fire. I bought myself clothes with money that I had jacked from the convenience store down the street. I was minding my own goddamn business and didn't even say dick to them. But needless to say, it's going to happen more and more. I can feel it already. And it sucks because, you know, I was easily several levels higher than them. And if my first character had made it, I would have popped a cap in all of their asses. But that didn't get to happen.
No.
Another thing is, there's a lot of missions that are buggy off the start and may not even launch. That's still kind of an issue right now as we do this podcast. I'm hoping further along in the weeks that they will address those issues and get those fixed. I really wish that you could do all the missions by yourself. Like, I wish there was an option to do things solo. I mean, make it that much harder, that's fine. But I don't like the idea of having to rely on people for some of these missions. Like, the last team standing really requires you to have a partner. And I don't want a partner. I want to do it all by myself because I'm a bad bitch. I don't need nobody.
Yeah, you do. Everybody needs somebody, sometimes.
No, I'm kind of a lone wolf.
Are you a wolf pack of one?
No. That's a funny joke. But let me talk about another thing that I don't right like. And we all know that I have this strong love of customization. I like to put shit on shit and then make that shit blue.
Yeah, with gummy bears.
Sometimes with gummy bears. But I like to customize things. I like to have my own unique style. I mean, they gave me clothing stores. Of course, you knew I was going to show up in one when I was on downtime and get myself some new, fresh-to-death boots. Like, come on. It's Panda 101. If you guys haven't mastered that class, I don't even know why you're doing it at the school. But when you are customizing how you look in this game, Instead of, you know, giving you a blank slate and then letting you adjust how your face looks and anything, they took it to a level that I'm not sure gaming was ready for.
Okay. And how so?
I'm going to call it, you know, the parent cocktail. So, your appearance is determined by, obviously, your parents. And your parents' appearance is determined by their parents. So,
okay.
So in your heritage line, you have to pick already predetermined appearance sets of what your mom's mom looked like and your dad's mom looked like, and what your dad, you know, and like your mom's parents and your dad's parents, and that determines what your parents look like, which then in turn kind of determines what you look like. Which might be all well and good, except for when you move down, you move to the lifestyles column, which is what determines how your stats run. So you have to determine how many hours a day you do legit work, how many times you sit on the couch, how many hours you party, how many hours you talk and hang out with your family, and all that determines your stats of shooting, running, breathing underwater, flying planes. Like, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me personally, but whatever. And depending on how your lifestyle shifts, your appearance will automatically shift on top of that. So after painstakingly looking through all the presets of grandparents that you can get, all that work can go down the drain if you decide that you party 5 hours a day.
That's a lot of partying, though, Dad.
Every day. I mean, that's 25 hours. That's
like that's some Miley Cyrus.
That's 35 hours a party a week.
Okay.
So and it can change the clothes that you start off in. Now, the way that my character worked is, you know, I like balance. So I figured I did the same amount of legal work than illegal work. I spent maybe 2 hours with my family, because that's kind of how it is in real life. I spent about 4 hours on the couch. That's a little under from real life, but you guys didn't need to know that, but now you do, so I hope you feel included and bonded with me a little bit. And my girl rolled up in a business blazer and a naughty miniskirt. I was like, you know what? I'll take it. Sure. Show enough. Let's do this. I do like how we're going to get interactions with the characters from GTA 5. You start off actually meeting with Lamar, and in an eerie homage to how you start as Franklin in GTA 5, you start off with the race. You start off with race with Lamar and other people, if you have people there. I don't like this customization system at all. It is painstaking and can be easily changed. It really puts a damper on it for me, and I've never said that about a customization system ever. Even Skyrim's, and we all know how Skyrim's is kind of, you know, awkward, I guess is what I'll say.
Okay.
So leveling up is excruciatingly hard at the start. Because you sometimes get experience for breaking into cars and stealing cars, which, you know, would make some sense. I thought by shooting people, like, bad people in the face, you should get experience, and I didn't see the little emblems that would imply that every time I shot rival gangs in the face or cops in the face. Robbing stores, you can rob convenience stores and threaten them, and this is something I do like. Not only because you have to shoot people in the face, but because by yelling at them through your mic, you can raise this intimidation bar that makes them pay you the money faster. So, I mean, I feel like it's a very, very decent first draft to the launch. Do I wish it were better? I mean, some people haven't been having nearly as much difficulty as I have been having. But I'm sure there's people out there who have had even worse luck than I have. So I'm just going to say keep at it, because there is a lot of fun stuff in there for everybody to enjoy. I have yet to get past level 10 of a character to
see.
That's
still a heck of an accomplishment, you know, just figuring in the setbacks that you've had and having to recreate characters so many times. The fact that you've been able to stick with it and get to 10, yeah. you know, within a week is a testament to, you know, your...
My commitment to the game.
Well, I was going to say fortitude, but
that yes. too! Constitution and fortitude, baby. Bam! I has it.
Or you're just stubborn. Pick it.
I like the first one better.
Yeah, I like the first one better.
Way better. It makes me sound like a decent human being. But needless to say, I'm still holding out hope. I'm holding out...
For a hero?
For a hero. I am.
Is Michael
until the morning light. Because by that point, I have to go to work. And if you ain't there, I gotta save myself.
That's true. You do. You can't just
And sometimes sisters out. Have to do it for themselves.
Yeah, sometimes they do. Standing on their own 2 feet.
Yep. I love that.
Because that's what has to happen.
But, decent first draft. I know that they've been updating everybody who's been having issues. And it seems like people on the 360 are not having nearly as much of a problem as the people on the PS3 are. So, all you guys can suck my dick. No, I'm just kidding.
No.
I'm just kidding.
She doesn't have a dick.
I don't. But... I'd like to hear from you guys if any of you guys are having similar issues or better issues or have come across Easter eggs or anything interesting that you think I should explore when I finally get to be on it for more than 10 minutes because of a logout or a timeout or a freeze or,
you know,
things like that.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about online. I think that, frankly,
Have you started yours?
I have not. And mostly, I haven't started mine because there are people having so many issues mm-hmm. with online that I know me, and I really don't want to rage quit. And I've only tapped about 23% of the whole story. So I think, for me, I'm going to kind of beg off of online for a little bit until everything's kind of worked out.
Right.
And then jump into it.
Yeah, I would say give it a week. Let them find the problems and hear about the problems and then fix the problems. I mean, there's so much going on in the storyline that, you know, if you haven't completed it yet, you've got something to entertain you until that goes off.
Plenty.
If you don't want to do that, then you can totally be, one, a part of the social club, the Rockstar Social Club, and get the iFruit app for your device and then be hounded by Chop.
All the time. Oh, my God.
Literally right now, I got a thing on my phone that told me that he took a dump, and I have to go clean it up.
A chump is always taking dumps. Okay?
In your apartment. In your very nice apartment.
I've got, you know, the app. I put it on my phone and my iPad just to see, you know, all the things that are in there and play with Chomp so I could get him, you know, trained. And I got to tell you, there's nothing worse than sitting in a meeting at your day job and your phone going off and you having it turned up and people seeing a message from your iFruit app that says, Chomp took a dump, go clean it up. You know, there's no better way to spend 10 minutes explaining.
It's like, look, he's my digital
dog. It's my virtual dog in a video game that I'm playing, and I have to, like, pinch and clean up his shit real quick.
Like, give me a second.
Just give me, like, 1 minute.
Not even 1 minute.
Because if I don't, he's just going to shit again, and it's going to tell me.
And they're just going to get bigger and bigger.
He's just going to get more and more depressed. And then not be happy.
There's always a dog on fucking Zolfran.
So, let me just clean this shit up real quick. And then we can get back to the business of, you know, making money.
You know, real life making money.
Yeah.
I have noticed, like, going back to my online experiences, you know, because I don't talk a lot unless I know you. Like, unless I know you, I don't talk to you. I don't. And I should make more friends, but sometimes strangers scare me.
Strangers do scare me.
And I mean, when you're walking through this game and you're listening to everyone who's just kind of outwardly talking to see who will respond back, like, the things people say, like...
Are you even remotely surprised?
I'm not.
Really?
I'm not, but at the same time, I'm like, you know, I'm like, you don't know who's in here. Like, I don't need to hear about your VD. Seriously, I heard a dude talk about his VD. And I'm like, one, that's really gross. Two, I can't believe you brought that up in a public session where people who don't know you now know that your PSN ID name has VD.
Yeah, not cool, dude. Not cool.
That stuff that you talk to
with your friends private
in like a coffee shop at 11 at night with like that one mate, that one serving lady who doesn't even want to acknowledge that you're in the Denny's.
Who's smoking
and like obviously flicked some ashes into your pancakes because she hates your existence. That, like, you don't say, hey guys, like, I got this VD cream and I have to smear it like all over my balls. And I'm just, yeah, dude. And then of course, like the 15 year old, and I assume he was 15 because in his PSN tag it said like 15XX name XX15.
Yeah.
And I feel like, I'm like, yeah, that's gotta be something that teens do now.
Yeah.
Literally finds that guy, shoots him in the face, he's like, that's what you get, you VD motherfucker.
And I'm really? Like, and really? That was
this, yeah,
so,
really.
So the 15 year old was the VD Avenger? Really?
Yeah. Oh, he's like, no more VD in this world.
Oh my god.
It was horrible. Horrible.
And yet, also kind of a little funny.
And I only giggled slightly because, you know, I'm sure this guy was like, dude, don't be airing my business out. But I would just be like, you just told, like, 11 people who you don't know.
Don't get mad at the VD Avenger.
Just because you opened your big mouth about your VD. Like, come on. Come on.
That's actually kind of sort of funny to me.
It's not funny that the guy's got VD. It's just funny that he thought it'd be okay to publicly announce it. And then, I mean, I don't know if he was surprised that someone, like, brought it back up after, you know, he got iced and shit. But, you know, whatever. And you know my trick in GTA 5 about, like, hiding in trees with a vehicle?
Yes, bushes.
Yeah, it doesn't work in online.
Oh, thank goodness.
It doesn't work. I have been taken down, and these cops are really aggressive now. Like, really, they pin you, they, like, try to triangle you, and, like, they get their helicopter pal who's got nothing better to do to, like, sprinkle you with light every few seconds right when you're about to get away.
Aw, someone shitting in your cereal.
When you sit there and you abandon your beautiful car to go, like, run down the street, they are not supposed to be able to find you in fucking car garages, but this one fucker found me, I didn't shoot him fast enough, and then three other cars showed up. I'm like, he didn't even have a radio. How do you even know?
Telepathy?
Like, these fucking cops, man, be busting my shit.
Telepathy?
I'm just trying to make a living in Los Santos, man.
Yeah.
Just trying to get that paper.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn.
They trying to keep you from getting your paper, son.
They just want me to do the struggle.
The struggle.
Yep, to do the... It's a new dance called the struggle.
Uh-huh. Is that when you run with your pants down around your ankles? Did the cops catch you?
No, that's when you take your pants.
Uh-huh.
And you put them... You bring them down under your butt cheeks. But then you belt loop it so that they stay under your butt cheeks.
Right.
And then you do that weird constipated penguin walk. I feel bad for penguins that are constipated, okay?
Constipated penguin walk.
Yeah.
Oh,
but then while they're doing that, they got this mean mug on their face, trying to look hard when they're as soft as baby shit. Like, come on.
I just love it, because whenever you play Grand Theft Auto games...
I get real thuggish.
You do, and you start talking all hard, like, soft as baby shit. You've never said anything like that before.
I thought you were going to say, I've never seen baby shit. I'm like, actually, I have.
And I was like, no, you've seen baby shit, but you do. You start talking all thuggish, and you start acting big and talking loud. I love it for, like, the entire month that you're playing the game.
I do, and then, like, the next day I start journeying, I was just like, hi, everybody.
And you do, and you
get all serene.
You do, and you start talking about, you know, thinking about meditating and doing, taking yoga and stuff like that. And then you get right back into GTA, and you're like, ha ha, cat, cat, motherfucker, cat, cat.
I do.
I'm just like,
I'm psychotic.
My little thug.
My little thuggy. My little thuggy.
Aww.
Cap.
She busted her first cap.
Again. No. But yeah, so... There's a lot to be angry about. I can feel that there's a lot to be
angry. But you keep going back to it, so there must be something interesting about it. Because I also noticed that Hot Mess was playing, too.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen Hot Mess, like, that intense on a game since, Tomb Raider.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, all right, so I should talk about some of the things that I do really enjoy.
Oh, well, I mean, that would be nice.
I mean, I should give a fair assumption of my experiences in online.
You want to give a fair assumption? How do you give a fair assumption?
I assume fairly that...
this happens, and now I give it to you?
Yeah. Then let me...
Fair. Oh, panda and your panda-isms.
Yeah.
I love
them. Let me talk about the things that I like, though.
Yes.
There's few and far between.
Right now. Because it could change. You know, Rockstar could get their shit together. I mean, here's the thing, guys, okay? Launching online multiplayer, multiplayer...
Is hard.
Okay? I mean, let's cut these guys some slack. It's not like we're talking about two-player multiplayer here. We're talking about max 16. We're walking 16.
Two to 16. Yeah.
Okay? So we're talking about max trying to link up and allow 16 players from across the globe... play together.
Yeah.
They probably didn't expect that they would sell as many copies day one.
800 billion? Billion?
No. They've sold over... Amanda, let me finish the sentence. Okay. To date, they have sold over $1.25 billion worth of games. Wow. Okay? So that's lots of millions of people... jumping on and playing this game. Okay? Now, you gotta remember that some of those were bought, you know, to give away. I know some people bought the game to donate for Operation Supply Drop. But you know, even factoring those out, there are a lot of people worldwide who have purchased this game. Okay? Day one. Alright? Or days one through three. Okay? I don't think that Sony was prepared... for as many people to hit those servers to play online as they did. You know, Microsoft's online network is very deep. They're used to big spikes for the online play in live. Because, you know, Halo has killed it quite a few times. Hell, Project Gotham brought down the servers a couple of times. Okay? And you would think that Sony would learn from MAG...
Yeah.
How to deal with truly massive multiplayer online. But I still think that everyone kind of needs to cut both Rockstar and Sony some slack with the issues on the PS3 side of the world for multiplayer. Because I think there's just a lot more people hitting those servers than anyone expected. And I think they're trying to throw more resources at it to fix it. Which is why it's slowly getting better and better. But they're just not able to keep up with how many people hit it
on the day
on launch.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think that anyone expected, really and truly, that there were going to be that many people at launch trying to jump into it. You know, I think everyone thought that through holiday it was going to sell well and they'd probably be at the billion mark by the end of holiday instead of at the end of the billion mark 3 days in.
Right.
So you know, just trying to play a little bit of devil's advocate here. Let's throw them a little bit of a bone.
I still love Rockstar.
Okay? Because the game is still amazing, all right? I've got, like, 25 hours into this game. I've got 25% of the story fucking completed yet. I haven't done nearly any of the side quests with, like, the random-ass people.
Oh,
with the
God.
Exception of the couple. Yeah, I haven't done any bounty hunting yet. I haven't stuck up any stores. You know, if you got the collector's edition, they had that bonus map that showed you where, like, quick cash and, like, great cars were stashed. I haven't even looked at that thing. I took it out to do it, but I haven't done it yet. So let's cut them a little slack and, you know, if we're having...
I know, as opposed to talk about the things that I like.
I know, I'm just saying, if, you know, a month from now...
we're still having problems.
Then you can have an entire podcast to be a bitch fest.
Okay.
How's that?
I doubt it will happen.
I doubt it will happen.
That's why you're going to give
but
me...
But if it does, I will give you a whole podcast to just rip it a new one. How about that?
Okay.
All right, now talk about some of the things that you do like, because right now you have not convinced me to even remotely try to jump into online yet.
If I were you, I wouldn't.
I'm probably not. Even though I'm on Xbox.
Like, you probably have a better experience over on Xbox than I have been on the PS3, which has taught me a very valuable lesson.
Multiplayer, Xbox... equals awesome.
Equals smiley face.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yes.
What I like.
What you like. About Grand Theft Auto Online.
The chat ability. Because, for one, we always know that chatting on the PS3
has been challenging.
Yes, and that's exactly how I was going to say it. Very challenging. You know, certain games would only allow you to play with the people that you were actually partied up with. And some of them, on top of that, still didn't even allow you to do that very well. Well, this game has made it really super de duper de duper de duper de duper 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 easy.
Okay, Bill Cosby.
To talk to who you want to talk to. So jumping into an online game, any online players who are in your session automatically become available as contacts in your phone.
Okay, that's kind of cool.
Yep. So, if you've got your mic set up so that you can talk to everybody while you're just roaming the street, that's great. But if you want to have some private chat, you just take out your phone.
Yeah.
And you call that person directly.
Oh.
And it works.
So, you can make booty calls.
Like, you could be in a car with,
like... I love how you just completely avoided that.
With four people... And be like, I want to talk to the driver about my VD. Let me hit him up right quick.
Instead of talking to everybody about my venereal disease.
Let me talk to my boy, Justin, right quick.
Let me call you real quick.
From the back of your car.
Hold up. Justin, I know you're driving right now, but...
I'm going to call you.
I got VD, dog. I got the clap.
But I like that. I do like the... And the great thing about that calling people is that, like, even the people on your friends list that also become available contacts in your phone, say you're playing online and they're playing Grand Theft The Story,
uh-huh.
You can call them during, like, wherever they are.
Wait. Roll that back. So you can be in online...
I could be in online. Say magically I had it for the Xbox 360.
Right.
And I'm playing online and you're still playing the story.
Yeah.
And I wanted to be like, yo, what do you want for dinner tonight? I could take out my phone, find your gamer tag, call you...
I may actually fucking buy you this game for the Xbox now.
Because you can do that.
That's cool.
You know, and it makes it very readily available.
So if you see your friend online, you can be like, oh, hold up. Yo!
Yeah.
We should totally play later on.
And right through your headset, and you can talk.
Dude, that's cool. That's cool.
I really do like that.
That's cool.
You know, and I know they've had a hit or miss in the you know, audio department, but I feel like this is a great step in a good direction for them.
Yep.
So that's good. Another thing that I really like is the commercials on the radio. And I know you're an audio person, so yes. I know you're going to appreciate this. And I'm sure you're going to hear them if you ever venture. But the commercials are even more outrageous...
Than the in-game on-disc ones?
Than the in-game ones that I've heard to date as of right now.
Oh,
because
my gosh.
You're driving in cars a lot in online, getting around to places, so you're listening to stuff more and more.
Right.
But, yeah, like, literally, I swear, I heard... on the radio about GMO'd vaginas.
What?
Yes.
No, you didn't.
Like.
You did
yes.
not.
Yes.
No, slaver, you didn't.
Slavery-induced products. And, like, just the things that you know that I say off the air.
Yes.
I feel like somebody has been bugging my room and was like, we need to find a way to put these in somewhere, and here they are.
That is hysterical.
And, like, they'll just catch you off guard. You won't think you're listening until they drop the punchline, and then you're like, holy fuck, that was funny. And I really enjoy that, because that, you know, speaks to me in a very, you know, sensitive place.
Like your GMO vagina?
My GMO richly defined vagina.
Okay.
Another thing that I like is, you know, there are elements where when you're walking down a street or driving down the street where you will come across randoms. And this happens in the storyline too.
Yeah.
Like as Michael or Trevor thing, and you could help someone who might have gotten mugged or...
Or is about to get raped.
Or is about to be sexually assaulted.
No, rape. No, seriously. Like, that one, like, was the
one
that really
messed
me up.
I haven't seen that one yet.
That one is the one that messes you up. Yeah, you gotta go, like, way out into the frickin' boonies.
Where Trevor used to be.
Yeah, yeah. Way outside the city, but, like, you literally see, like, these two guys on the side of the road, and you'll hear her go screaming, help me, And as you get it, and I got out of my car, but when you get out of your car and you start walking closer and you realize that these two old dudes do not have pants on, their nuts and tallywhackers are just like waving.
Stop.
And you gotta
like a grand old flag.
And you gotta beat them up to get them off the chick.
America.
Because they're about to Americanize that ass.
That's horrible.
Yes.
I can't believe we made that joke. Anyway.
You helped.
I did. And I feel horrible about it, actually.
You're partially responsible.
Like, if I had little fox ears, they just bent down in shame.
But the nice thing is, you beat them up, you stop them from hurting the girl, and then you drive her home.
And she gives you, like, $10.
And she gives you, like, $20 or whatever. And you feel like a good human being. I actually did this when I was Trevor.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I was like, good guy, Trevor.
And then he did something really horrible.
Well, yeah, because it's Trevor.
It's Trevor. But you get those encounters as a online personality, too. They're few and far in between, but you can still get them.
Okay.
And the great thing about those are very much like, you know, when you're in game, you can totally, you know, help that person by, you know, getting their wallet. You know, you can give the wallet back, or, you know, you could just keep it.
Yeah. You know, just, you know, whichever feels right to
you. I also like the ATM systems in the online game. So,
ATM system?
Yeah, you get you know, banking. They give you the option for online banking, so talk about them being fucking progressive. But me, you know, I like to go into stores and hold up stores, and, you know, right after I hold them up and I put a cap between, you know, the vendor's eyes, I then immediately go over to the ATM and I deposit that money. Because you have your cash that's on hand and you have your cash in the bank. And if you have cash in your bank, if someone decides they're going to ice you in the back without giving you a chance to defend yourself, if you got money on you, they take your money. But if you put that shit in the bank, they can't touch it. So
is Grand Theft Auto actually teaching you to save your money?
Yes.
By trusting it to the bank?
By put it in, if you're doing something low down and dirty, do the action, deposit your money, and then go down in a blaze of glory, because no one's going to touch your shit.
You're killing me right now, dog. You're killing me.
I love that. And I mean, granted, you can do it through your phone, but I'm like, I got too much to do. I'm like, why take out my phone to type in a password right quick when I know the cops are coming, so I need to grab this plastic bag filled with money when I can just take two steps behind me to the ATM and just deposit it right quick right here.
You are killing me.
And then, of course, you can do selfies because they give you an Instagram-ish app on your phone.
Yes.
And you can, like, take pictures of, like, dead bodies. I took one of a dead body because I had crashed a car onto it, and I had dented the front of it so it was flat, so it stood up, and the body was underneath it. So I have a picture of that, and if I think you're a friend of on my social club, you'll see all the pictures that I take.
Oh, my gosh.
And I think it is hilarious. So there are some really great, entertaining and, like, hidden Easter eggs in the online thing, if you can stay on long enough to see them. So, I mean, yes, I keep going back, even though he keeps smacking me in the face and telling me I'm not pretty enough, I still come back and make him chicken.
Because I
love him. Mommy, I love him.
All right, so we'll see how GTA Online shakes out. I thought it was an ambitious thing.
Very, truly ambitious.
And you know, for the stuff that you try when it's really ambitious, it either really, really works.
Or it really, really sucks.
Or it really, really sucks. And right now it sounds like it's going through its suck phase, but I think that if it can get
the online is going through its online puberty. So it's got its acne.
Puberty wasn't pleasant for anyone.
It's not. Especially not for games.
No.
So it's going through its awkward phase, it's a little lanky, it's got acne everywhere, its octave drops, like, at the most awkward times. But by the time it gets to senior prom, it looks kind of decent, and it's going to have a better life when it gets to college.
Things do get better after college.
Things get better in college.
Yeah, for some people. But for most people, it gets better after college.
Not me. But, yes. So that is...
You've got a better car. You now, got a job.
Now.
You got good friends.
Yeah.
You got a nice living room.
Now.
And when did all these things happen?
After college.
All right.
Okay.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You gotta have that perspective.
So, that's my love and hate letter to GTAO Online. Obviously, gamertag and PSN is Lady Esh, you know, so... You can hit me up on the social clubs, and we can be friends, and we can, you know, break dawn in GTAO Online. I mean, GTAO, which is, you know, Grand Theft Auto Online.
Get the auto on.
Get your auto on.
So, my social club is ESH Ninja Sista. If you want to hit me up on it, I'm not on online yet. I am on the Xbox 360. I'm probably going to wait another month before I try to jump in and get on that ish, but you can, you know, still hit me up or whatever and some junk. Get on my life hacker.
Get on her junk.
No, don't get on my junk.
That's what you said.
All right, so moving right along. I have not been playing Grand Theft Auto Online. I have been playing Grand Theft Auto, but I switched gears for a little bit. Mostly looking for something to kind of freshen me up a little bit before I jump into...
Like Summer's Eve fresh?
Shut up. Before I jump into Beyond Two Souls, which will be out this week.
Oh, goody goody gumdrops!
And will probably absorb my life because...
That's right. I'll cast Overgrow on you.
Because Quantic has that...
Ability.
They do. Okay? So, it should be a thing. But I was looking for something that, between the games, would kind of refresh me a little bit. Very much like how I go from dark anime to a saccharin, just to kind of cleanse the palate a little bit. Uh-huh. And I've been waiting for a review unit of Disney Infinity to come in. Finally got my hands on Disney Infinity. So...
Disney Infinity!
Popped that bad boy open. Got it for the Xbox 360. For a while, I was going back and forth on whether or not I wanted a version for the Wii U. Ultimately decided that I did want it for the Xbox 360.
I'm glad you did that, bro.
Just because I'm more comfortable with the button layout. I still have a little bit of frustration with the Wii U button layout because it inverts the X and Y buttons from where I know them to be on the... Xbox 360, and for where I know those commands to be typically on the PlayStation system, so it just takes a little bit longer for me to get things done on the Wii U, and that's a personal thing, not a diss on Nintendo at all, but cracked the sucker open, started it up, and I gotta tell you, it is, if you need something to cleanse the palate and just be fun and sweet, Infinity is definitely it. Like, I am not a big fan of games typically like this. You know, I don't have a lot of the Skylander set. So when it came out, I thought it was a great thing
for kids
and for families. I totally saw the market for it, but I wasn't really drawn to it myself. Same thing with Bionicle, but with Disney, you know, I know and love the Disney characters, so there's already a instant nostalgia thing for me. To be drawn to it because I know all the princesses and I love the Incredibles and the Pixar movies in general. And knowing that those characters were going to be available, it made me a little bit more interested in the game. So I sought it out during E3 and spent some time playing around in the Cars play set area and absolutely fell in love with the game at that point. And was really curious to see, you know, how it shaped out after it launched. And I gotta tell you, I've only been able to play with it for a couple of days, but this is definitely gonna be, for me, a game that whenever I need, like, just a saccharine pick-me-up, is probably gonna be my go-to game for that. I had to start the starter pack of monsters that comes with it. So if you're not familiar with the game, it's basically a create-your-own-adventure to a degree with a bunch of mini-games in it using the Disney characters and the worlds that those characters come from. So as an example, if you get the starter pack, you get Sully from Monsters, Inc. You get Mr. Incredible from The Incredibles. And you get Jack Sparrow from Pirates of the Caribbean. And you get a multi-universe playset. So you get a set where Jack would fit in and run around and could play, a area that Mr. Incredible would fit and would be able to play, and the same thing for Sully. You can then complete sets by either buying characters individually to add in or not. The game supports 1 to 2 players, so you can very comfortably set your, you know, young child, and I would say anywhere between, probably at the youngest, I would say 6, maybe 5, if you have an ambitious 5-year-old. But I would definitely say that, you know, anyone 5 and up would enjoy the game, for sure. I also had the Jack Skellington figure, because I went out and purchased him over the weekend, because you could get Jack exclusively this month, starting October 5th at your local GameStop. I had the Lone Ranger set, which Disney Interactive was gracious enough to give me after I visited with them during E3. So I had a couple of play sets and a bunch of different characters to choose from, 6 total. So I was really looking forward to kind of jumping in and seeing what happened with the game. When you turn it on, the introduction is quite cute, actually, and it very much reminds me of a little bit of the introduction that you get, or at least that I got, during my intro to the Disney Fantasia Evolved game. You start with a spark, and everything is really around sparking your imagination. And it's really because, like I said, it is choose your own, create your own adventure. As you are in each of these play sets, you get the ability to amass money, a currency, I should say, points and sparks. And these things allow you to open up new elements that you can bring into the world to either decorate, rearrange, or complete areas so that you can travel to other areas on the map. So as an example, you might need to add a sloping hill so that you can go from one level that you are on to a level above you that will have another action area for you to interact with. Or you'll need to, for instance, buy train track because it's missing in one area. So you'll need to buy that track so you can switch the train over and allow the train to get to other areas to bring food and water and things like that to those other areas and connect them to your world. So there are all kinds of mini puzzles that you're solving at all times and figuring out new ways to interact with the world and build new things. And you can even unlock characters that you can bring into the world. And depending upon the world that you're in, these little automatons can be very cute, almost Lego people looking like things. If you're in the Cars play set, you can build and customize little automaton cars that'll roam around, and you can pick them up and throw them and take them to areas or drop them down in areas and things like that. So it's really, really very cute. And I have to say, I was kind of surprised at just how much I enjoyed playing some of the mini games. I had Panda come down and play with me for a little while to do some of the two-player gameplay, and it just splits the screen vertically. And I think it only took us like a couple of minutes to get used to it, and then we were off doing our own adventures. What I love about the two-player is, unlike most two-player games, you're not both hemmed into having to stay within view line of each other. So Panda could go completely off on her own adventure on any piece of the map that she wanted to, and I could do my own thing. We weren't forced to come back or forced to stay within a certain distance of each other. So we could both kind of have our own adventures or start quests at any point in time. Which was really cool, and very easy to work together. So I can see how this will become addictive, especially for anyone who loves the Disney universe to begin with, because there are so many different characters that are planned for the game. There are a bunch that are out now. There are the Cars pack, there are the Sidekicks pack, which has a chunk of the Incredibles. So Mrs. Incredible, the two kids, and Sinestro, so you can bring them all together as a pack. of characters that you can bring into your game. You have a couple of the other Monsters, Inc. characters, and you can actually go to the Hall of Heroes and Villains, which is an area that I didn't get to show Panda yet, but when you go into that area, you can actually see some of the key figures that you'll be able to get and characters that you'll be able to bring into the game. And as you level them up, their statue will appear on a podium. But you'll also then see some of the power-ups that you can have. And there are all kinds of power-ups that are planned for the game. My starter pack came with a King Candy's area that I can make my toy box, which is basically your launch pad in the game. And where you start, you can go back to it any point in time and customize and really truly make your own. From Wreck-It Ralph, which I absolutely enjoy. And I can't wait, actually, to amass the Wreck-It Ralph characters, because I'm looking forward to what that play box playset will look like, and what that world will be that you can play in. I don't know if it's going to be Grand Central Game Central Station, or if it's, you know, allow you to go to some of the different game areas. That would be really cool. So I'm really looking forward to what that will be, but there are a couple of key characters from Cars, from Lone Ranger, from Tangled, from Brave, from obviously Sorcerer's Apprentice Mickey is in there, and is a character that you will at some point be able to get. I know that they were giving away Sorcerer's Apprentice Mickey at D23, which I was not able to go to. But one of these years I will get to roll out there. But I love how easy it is to switch characters in and out from player one and player two. The game pad that you sit your statues on or your figurines on allow you to, for some characters, add power-up discs. So you can, for instance, if you're going to be in a race, have Jack Skellington racing a car that very much is built like Lightning McQueen, but you can add a power-up onto that from, like, Sully from Monsters, Inc., which will add brute force to the car. And I like that because you can get very creative, and really and truly your only limitation is your imagination. I think that that's a great game to build and share with kids. And one that, you know, families can get together and watch. Like, I feel like this game, as a parent, you would have as much fun watching what your kid created and came up with as after you put your kid to bed, playing yourself and seeing what you could come up with and do. Because there are definitely some winks and nods in there that are jokes that are built or sight gags that are built for an older set, like me and Panda. And adults
that kids, we're adults.
Kids wouldn't get, very much like most Disney movies. So it's really quite enjoyable. I've already ordered a pack of power-ups online because I'm like, yep, this is going to be a mainstay for me. There's a lot of great accessories out there for, you know, storing your statues, because I can definitely see for collectors who are out there, they're going to want a way to display the characters that they're getting, because these figures are really very well done. And I think that's one of the things that surprised me, was that I wasn't expecting the characters to be as well modeled as they are, as detailed as they are. But they're really very well made, and the characters are definitely a quality that any collector would be proud to put in a curio or on display or things like that. So, but yeah, I gotta say, I'm really enjoying it, frankly, more than I thought I would. I thought that, you know, I'd get in, I'd play it, I'd have my thing for my review, and then I'd be like, alright, so who do I know that has kids that has an Xbox that'll take it? No, I'm gonna keep it, and,
she's like, this is mine.
I'm probably gonna make Panda play with me sometimes. Especially when I get the Wreck-It Ralph playset, when that thing comes out.
And please tell me when you get the Disney princesses.
And when I get the princesses, that will definitely
keep
be going
Ariel
down.
Away from me.
I probably won't tell you that I have Ariel. I may have to hide her from you.
You will have to.
I will more than likely have to hide her from you. But it's very interesting to me because, you know, it's the Hall of Villains and Heroes, so I'm really curious to see which villains
I like to see who they're going to pull out of the vault.
You know, because they already have a Davy Jones character from Pirates of the Caribbean. I have to imagine that Jafar is going to be a character, because there's no way that you can't do Aladdin as a play area.
Like
that.
It's only one jump.
So there's got to be a Jafar.
Now I have to watch Aladdin.
You know that Maleficent is going to have to show up someplace.
Because she wasn't invited to the tea party.
All she wanted was to be invited.
Maleficent wasn't invited to the tea party.
Okay, Maleficent wasn't invited to the princess's party. Poor Maleficent.
She just so wanted to play in the ball pit, okay?
She probably didn't even want to go.
She just wanted to play skee ball.
Dude, I bet you she didn't even want to go. She just wanted to be invited. Because everybody else in the freaking castle...
It's like everyone in the whole kingdom was invited but
except
her.
Except Maleficent. Like, I would be pissed off, too.
That'd be like a block party where everyone on the block, except for you, got invited. So your parents and your, like, sister with the weird leg got invited, but you didn't. And then, of course, you want to wreak havoc on the entire city.
This is what I'm saying. Like, I understand why Maleficent was so upset.
Don't let any of you guys ever think that you can do that to me because I would murder you.
But, I mean, I wouldn't try to kill the child, though. Like,
wasn't like the child was like, do you want...
It wasn't the child's fault that she was born.
It was her parents for getting down.
I would have put chamber. A curse on the parents that, like... They wouldn't be able to see her for whatever reason. Like, everybody else in the castle could see her, but they couldn't see her. So it's like, you didn't have a kid, but you did have a kid. But anyway.
I would make a curse that would make their child a hipster. Their princess a hipster.
That's because you're a hipster.
I'm not a hipster.
You are a hipster. Accept it. So you know that Maleficent's going to have to show up. You know, Ursula, I think.
Oh, God. I hope Ursula's sister doesn't show up, though.
As well as some of the lesser-known characters. You know, there's so many different characters that you can bring out from the Disney universe. I mean, you could bring out the mice from Cinderella.
Gus?
You know, exactly. So I think that there's so much opportunity to really craft some really fun gameplay, period. So if you love Disney at all...
And I do.
Infinity makes perfect sense. And I think that it will be probably the Christmas gift this year that'll be hard to find. Because there are going to be people looking for specific sets.
Oh, God, the sets alone. The sets!
And the power-ups. Because, like, there are exclusive power-ups, and then there are rare power-ups. And the rare ones...
And then there's in-between power-ups that kind of just meh-ups.
No. Like, one of the rare ones that the team was telling me about when I was at E3 was that there is... and I think the run is, like, less than 500. But they've done a run of Cinderella's coaches.
Oh?
That... So that you can use them in races and stuff. But with the monster truck wheels. And those ones are really rare. They're not going to reprint those ones.
Oh my God. Wouldn't it be funny to see, like, Ichabod Crane from Sleepy Hollow? Because didn't Disney do a version?
Yes, Disney did do a Sleepy Hollow version. I mean, but just think of all the stuff that you have. You have aristocrats that you can pull from.
Aristocrats and the rescuers down under. Exactly. And the regular rescuers.
Correct.
I love
that. Okay, I mean, think about it all.
Okay, well, we don't have enough time to think about it
all. But what I'm saying is this. If you've got little kids, nieces or nephews...
Or you have big kids,
or you're a big kid at heart, you definitely ought to check out Infinity. I'm going to tell you right now, it's probably going to be the gift to give for the holiday season. I think that it'll be a great fit, especially for anyone that is... being gifted a Wii U that has small children, because I do think it'll be easier for kids to play with the gamepad, the game, than playing it on an Xbox. Yeah, I think that adults will have more ease of use playing the game with an Xbox controller or a PlayStation controller, but I really feel like kids, you know, especially 6 to 13,
mm-hmm.
would probably have a better go of it. We'll have a better go of it with the Wii U gamepad, with the screen right there that they're looking at. Because with the Wii U gamepad to drive, you literally tilt the gamepad. You don't necessarily have to use the analog stick.
Oh, all right.
So you have more motion control with the gamepad, which I think makes it a little bit easier for kids, where it's more complicated for me because I'm trying to analog stick it and tilt it.
Right.
So I absolutely am completely, completely in love with the game. And you'll probably, if you're a friend of mine on Xbox Live, you'll be seeing me playing it, like, in between GTAs and other games that are getting ready to drop, like, oh, I don't know, Watch Dogs, and stuff like that. So, really, fantastic job, Disney, because it's really an adorable game, and I think there's a lot of creativity yet to come. So, see, that's my bit. I play games, you play games, we talked about games, and we talk about games all over the place.
All the damn time.
We talk about games on our website, www.egmnow.com/electricsisterhood. That's where you'll find the reviews and previews, really, that the entire team is writing at ESH. You'll find our podcast on our website, www.electricsisterhood.com. Or you can find our podcast in the iTunes Music Store, in the iTunes Podcast application on your iOS device, or in the Xbox Store by searching for Electric Sisterhood and subscribing. You can also find our show featured on the Vogue Network.
The Vogue Network.
Because you're listening to our podcast more than likely on one or more of those places that I've talked about.
And if you're at Vogue, then you're participating with Vogue.
You are. Because you're special.
You're so special.
You are. And if you're really feeling up to it, and we'd love to have your input, you can answer our question of the week. We'll share those answers in our podcast the following week. You want to make sure that you get those answers in to us by midnight on Saturday, because we record on Sunday, so you want to make sure that you get them in under the wire, otherwise you won't be included, and then you'll be a sad Sally. Don't be a sad Sally.
Or a Debbie Downer.
Don't be a Debbie Downer.
Or a Rick Ross.
Or Rick Ross.
Or a Cross Ross, because it'd be cross.
That's a lot of hustling that you would have to do.
Every day.
But you can answer the question of the week on our Facebook page, facebook.com/landofesh. You can tweet us by using the hashtag ESHQuestions and giving us your answer. You can also use that hashtag to find out what the question of the week is. But it's just easier if you follow us on Twitter at ESHNews. So, since I've talked about the question of the week so long, Panda.
Yeah.
What's this week's question of the week?
This week's question of the week.
Oh, no. You got all snooty. Is it a snooty question?
No.
Oh.
Beyond Two Souls.
Yeah.
Are you getting it this Tuesday? Or are you going to hold out for hopefully a PS4 release?
Ooh.
We want to know. You need to answer these questions. You're breaking my heart.
Don't break her heart. Don't go breaking her heart.
No, don't go breaking my heart.
I knew you were going to bite.
My heart.
I knew you were going to bite on that.
I need to practice my lumpy space princess.
Oh my God. So, you heard the chick. She asked the question. Beyond Two Souls. Are you getting it for the PS3? Or are you going to hold out and hope for a PS4 version? That's a good question.
So there should be some good answers.
So tweet us at ESH News using the hashtag ESH Questions and tell us which one you're getting it. Or if you're getting it at all. We want to know. So tell us. So the last thing I got to say is, what shit are you digging this week, Panda?
I am digging fiscal responsibility.
No, you're not. No one digs fiscal responsibility.
No, I'm totally digging fiscal responsibility.
Really?
Yeah. Well, what are you digging?
The fact that my new iPhone comes in tomorrow.
Oh, God.
You
cut it in right under the wire.
And I, like, seriously just made, like, epic baby fist face. Like, yeah. Oh. Not that you can see it, because this is an audio podcast. So as always, I'm Ninja Sister.
And I'm Panda.
We'll catch you guys next week.
See ya.